16th of February 2021. My name is Joe and this is Backquote episode number 87. We're talking today about Alcremie. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Alcremie is a fairy-type Pokémon introduced in the Galar region in the form of a sword and shield. Game Freak mixed the selection of raid encounters in the cave, giving trainers the opportunity to take on the shape of a giant Pokémon, Alcremie's. The cream Pokémon can evolve into Milcery by spinning while holding a certain candy in its hand that becomes part of its appearance. Players can receive 3 random sweets a day by defeating an example battle cafe found in the Galar region, where Alcremie must have 63 different shapes. These sweets are available in 3 different colors, red, green and blue, and in a black and white version. If a trainer has a decoration he wants, he has to give it to his Milcery and then perform a special twist move. The color of Alcremie's body is affected by the direction, duration and time of rotation, so be extra careful. The flavor of Alcremie is the direction and length of the day it swirls every time it is in a dairy factory. Before you start, you should save the game and turn off the autosave. Although Alcremie's body can be in several pastel shades, its taste is not affected, so the only known flavors are saturated with ruby salt. Interestingly, Milcery can develop the dark gray color of Alcremie in rare cases. The different forms of shiny Alcremie all look the same, with the only clear difference being that sweet's eye color. At any time of day they rotate in any direction, but only at certain times of day and in certain places. As you'd expect, most people want to know how Rainbow Swirl Alcremie got its name, as it has the most colors. Milcery is strictly speaking a fairy-type Pokémon, so the appearance of Alcremie does not affect the type or strength of the Pokémon. As fairies types Pokémon it is weak, both venom and steel types moves, but it is Quake the weakest of the fairies types in Pokémon. His method of evolution is one of the strangest, so avoid using poison or steel when you come across dairy products. Fighting bugs with dark movements is not as effective as with fairies. Type Pokémon, Alcremie, a fairy-type cream Pokémon, produces whipped cream, which is often used by confectioners for delicious desserts. Love is an evolutionary product of Milcery and it is one of the most popular desserts in the Pokémon universe. According to Nintendo, Alcremie produces whipped cream that chefs in the Pokémon universe can use to make delicious desserts. In Attack, he throws sweet, fragrant, cream at blind or distracting opponents. Earlier this year, Pokémon Company unveiled Alfie as the new Pokémon found in the Galar region of the country in Pokémon Sword and Shield. It has 60 shapes that need to be activated and it was introduced as part of the new mechanics called Gigantamax, which turns Pokémon into a massive version of itself. The fairy-type Pokémon resembles a literal cream puff and behaves in over 60 different forms. Milcery is one of the many new Pokémons that have been introduced in Sword and Shield, and like most Pokémon it has evolved to make it much stronger. The cream-themed fairy type is a little difficult to use in the game, but it's still a great addition to the Pokémon universe. Unlike other species, it behaves in 8 different forms, which can be obtained by performing a sequence of events in a specific order to develop into an Alcremie. To actually turn Milcery into Alcremie, you need to spin your character. The one it will develop will create a treat whose design has the specific alkaline look. The direction, duration of rotation and time of day will determine which aroma whirls are produced by Alcremie. The cream is ruby red, salty and rainbow, and the cream of the above variety is ruby red, salty rainbow. The pure elf type comes in various shades of red, blue, green, yellow, orange and yellow and is like a sweet-looking dollop of living cream. It is a potent special attack that acts as a special attack and is available in many different colors, from red to blue to yellow, orange to green. The really curious thing about Alcremie is that it has a whopping 28 shapes, most of which have been revealed since the publication of Sword and Shield. Game Freak loves to engage in strange evolution from time to time, and there's no doubt that Alk Remy with Pokémon Sword and Shield is perhaps the strangest of them all. There are 9 different subtypes of Alk Remyquakes, each with its own attacks and special abilities. For each subtype, there are 7 different forms of Alkremia based on the object held at the time of evolution. Each of these subspecies therefore required different times of day and turns to achieve, and had 7 different colors based on the suite. Once you know what color features you're giving your Alkremix, you can determine the pattern for the rest of the Pokémon. Episode 87 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Joe Gilbert. Adios. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.